Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, a College National Championship, and the College Bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com, along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BassRadio20. That's BassRadio20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. With the Elite slugging it out at Lake Murray this weekend and into Monday after Thursday's postponement, we're featuring the St. Croix Bassmaster Opens winner Josh Butler, an EQ angler who has moved into 8th place now on the AOI list after his win on his home pond at Logan Martin. The Opens are presented by the new line of 7 reels, a St. Croix product, and Jesse Simpkins is coming up to share with us how the 7 name came about. Plus, Ben Ashby will join us with info about the high school combine coming up in September from Ingalls Harbor on Wheeler Lake. So sit back and grab a cup of coffee and enjoy this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinner baits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that 2-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now, we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Metaseries rods and Inception G2 reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20, only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives, and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, you know, if you've been following the Opens, and who's not following the Opens right now, you know that it's the St. Croix Bassmaster Opens, and it's been that for a couple of years. But this year, they added another sponsor, and it is Seven, presented by Seven. Now, Seven is a real company developed by St. Croix Rod. St. Croix makes an outstanding rod and has for a number of years, but now they're in the real business as well. And Jesse Simpkins joins us from St. Croix and Seven to tell us a little bit more about this deal. And he's the VP of marketing over there, and he joins us now in the VMC hook. Jesse, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
I am well. Thank you so very much for having me on. It's exciting to be on and talking to your listeners.
Well, let's talk about this name Seven, first of all, because first of all, it's a really cool logo. I don't know who was responsible for coming up with the Seven logo and the, you know, and the Roman numerals, you know, that make the number seven built into the logo, but it is a different name. Tell us what a little of the history behind why this is Seven.
Sure. It really started, you know, we've only been out since last September, right? Mm-hmm. We launched at ICAST in July, but 3 years ago, we were asked by our CEO if we deserved to be in the real business. Were we missing anything by not being in? And we went through all the iterations as a team, and we said, well, yeah, we are when you think about it. And he goes, well, you know, what are you going to do? You know, he's going to be St. Croix Reels. And we're like, gosh, you know, it'd be a challenge to do that because, you know, we are the best rods on earth and we've been doing rods for over 75 years. Mm. I think it might be just a little disingenuous if we would have came out and said best reels on earth, St. Croix, right? Mm. There's a few people out there that may have a little bit more longevity than we've had. And we wanted to make it stand on its own, but it also had to have meaning, right? So we had this great group out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, by the name of Idea Ranch, help us, you know, in the development of the brand. And I'm telling you, man, we started with 200 names, right? And over a 3 month period, distilled it down into three names that we were going to choose for this brand. And I'm going to remember this, Tom, like it was yesterday. It was Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. We were in our conference room. We've got the Idea Ranch team on, Teams call. We got the whole team around in St. Croix. And I walk into the room and it was like a morgue. And I'm like, what is going on? And a gentleman that's on the team, and I'll thank him forever, looked up and said, I don't like any of them.
Okay.
Yeah. I said, I'm not feeling it. I'm not getting attached to it. This is after, like I said, 3 months of development and working on it and working on other logos as well, right, to support those names. And I told the team, and, you know, they said, listen, none of them are bad, but none of them, right, are making us feel it. And I said, okay. I looked at the Idea Ranch team and I said, we're starting over. And we started over and we started talking about, you know, what's important to us as a brand and the company at St. Croix and how we could support a new brand and what would provide meaning. And so we started asking questions. Well, you know, we had just celebrated our 75th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And so that was interesting. And then little known fact that I consider the modern era of St. Croix Rod to start when Gordon Schluter bought the company. And he changed us from building product for other companies, right, mm-hmm. which was probably our main business at that time, to focusing in on solely the St. Croix brand. There's also St. Croix products at that time, but they decided to not do any OEM manufacturing for any other brands, that only focus in on the St. Croix brand. And when we provided that historical reference to the team, that happened in 1977, right?
All right.
And then we're going through this, and they're starting, you know, 7 decades that we've been in business, started in 1977. And then I remember, and it makes me chuckle, somebody raised their hand and then goes, well, we called this Project G, right, from the beginning, for Gordon Schluter.
Right.
That's what it was named for. It was, you know, a project that we were working on and developing. And the one person raises their hand and goes, oh, by the way, G is the 7th letter in the alphabet. And we're like, done. And they started going down the path of developing the logos and all the treatments on it. And so there's real meaning behind it. And we can stand up behind all the support that we can give it from the St. Croix side in our manufacturing expertise, our understanding of engineering, and the years of experience that we have in fishing, right? Because the entire team fishes.
Right.
And yet let it stand on its own, right? And that's why 7 came to be as a standalone brand supported by St. Croix. It's part of our portfolio, but we really needed it to stand on its own and have real meaning behind that. You know, in addition, we knew that we could not, right, go out and try and lean into the best feels or anything like that. And so what was the foundational aspect of doing this? Well, for us, it was dependability. People have depended on our rods for years and having them one of, if not the best customer service in industry. We wanted to make sure that we could build reels that were reliable, dependable. Every time an angler went out under the water to know they could have confidence in the experience in with the reel. And so we did all the design work. We hired somebody who had been a reel expert for 30 years in the industry. And he was part of our team lead to make us positive that we were going to do the right thing from the internal aspects of the reel.
Right.
We hired an engineer, a design engineer to help us design the exterior so we'd have our own look. We're not just going to copy somebody else's. We wanted to have standing on its own foundation. And then we looked at the internal componentry and really leaned into the fact that if it doesn't make an angler better on the water, we're not going to put it on or in the reel. It doesn't make sense. That's why when we introduced the GF series, which is the low-profile bait caster that we introduced last year, mm-hmm. People were wondering why we only had 5 ball bearings in there. Well, quite frankly, it's because we put the money where our mouth was, and we used Japanese spool bearings, and it made all the difference in the world. I mean, those little reels at $120 price point are rock stars. Mm-hmm. They cast like a rocket. They dial in properly, right? So, you know, depending on the bait you're throwing, you're not going to overrun. It's really turned into a rock star. We've gotten great feedback, you know, from people outside of our team.
Yeah. Right?
People, I expect our team to, you know, rally and cry, but this is the anglers that have purchased and said, wow, these things, you know, hit and punch way above its weight class from, you know, the ability to throw and control baits and the drags on them. So we are really, really pleased. And we followed that up in January with the spinning reels, the mm-hmm. GS and the GX series, right? And then we didn't want to leave saltwater out because we're, as St. Croix, we have a great saltwater rod offering. So the GSWs came out in late February. So here we are, we're 8 months into this, 9 months into this, and we are just tickled to death at the response that we've gotten and the support that we've gotten there out in the field.
Yeah, and I would imagine we just got about a minute left here, but I would imagine that it was critical too because of the fact that St. Croix has such a great reputation as being a quality rod maker that, you don't want to attach you don't want to attach whatever reels that you guys were building. You don't want to attach anything that would take anything away from St. Croix. There's an expectation there of quality.
Absolutely. And to back that up, Tom, we actually built 17 different tests for both spinning and casting in our facility in Park Falls. Every single shipment, we randomly choose reels. We put them through these tests to ensure their dependability. We've put tens of thousands of reels into the marketplace already. And we have received, and this is not hyperbole, right? Because we monitor it; it's part of who we are. We've received no less than 20 warranty claims on them, and nearly half of them were fixed on the phone with the angler because we had a personal relationship with the angler. We wanted to make sure we could walk them through their issue, right, and we're able to take care of it. So, reliability, durability, right, was hallmark to what we were trying to achieve.
No doubt. Jesse Simpkins has been our guest. Well, congratulations on the product. It's a great looking product as well. It is the St. Croix Bassmaster Opens presented by Seven, and it just kind of rolls right off the tongue. Jesse, I appreciate you so much. Keep up the great work, and we'll look forward to seeing you out there on the road somewhere.
Thank you so much, Tom.
All right, thank you. And it's Jesse Simpkins from Seven reels. Very, very nice looking reel. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, we will continue with more Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And coming up, as we talked about in the open, coming up September 13th through the 15th, that is the 4th annual Bassmaster High School Combine presented by Skeeter. And this is just such a cool thing. It'll take place at Wheeler Lake, in Decatur, Alabama, Ingalls Marina, or Ingalls Harbor, which is one of the great, great facilities, you know, all in all of the country, really. Very centrally located. It's a really, really cool deal. And joining us now to talk about it, Marketing Events Manager Ben Ashby from Bass, and he joins us now on the VMC hook. Ben, welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing excellent. Yeah, having a great time.
So. Yeah, I appreciate you. I hope you were dodging raindrops back on Thursday when this when day one got canceled over there at Murray.
It
got a little hairy around the south of that. You know, the rain is one thing; it's the lightning, right? It's the high winds and the lightning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's... And it came in stages too, so it was like throughout the day, several different storms.
But, yeah.
Now we're looking good for the weather. So
yeah, it's straightened up.
Beautiful weekend.
Yeah, it's straightened up, which is really good. All right. So earlier this week, registration opened for the combine. They'll take as many as 100 high school kids. Just set the stage for this thing and exactly what we're trying to do here with this combine and exposing these kids to these colleges.
Yeah, it is a really cool event. Hank Weldon kind of started this event back in 2021. That was our first one. So I kind of joined, you know, a little committee that we had, and we kind of came up with that initial process of this high school combine. It's kind of modeled like a NFL combine or showcases that you see for high schoolers and stuff like that. We knew, you know, there's so many colleges that started giving scholarships, and, you know, there's so many high schoolers that were fishing, you know, our tournaments, other tournaments. And so they're kind of, you know, a lot of them were spending a lot of money traveling around to all these different colleges and kind of checking everyone out. We saw a need where, hey, let's put, you know, these colleges and these kids together and kind of do a speed dating type thing. And basically put them together and see what we could do. You know, that first event in 2021 of September, wasn't really sure how this was going to go, but we opened the doors. All the kids came in, you know, we had sold out, had around 90 kids that first event,
right.
About 25 colleges, universities that all had scholarships. You know, we opened the door for a little meet and greet, and it was one of the coolest things you'd ever see. You know, we weren't sure what to expect. We kind of had it open as just kind of meet and greet. But literally, like, every college, all the kids just started lining up just to introduce themselves, you know, talk about it. And it was off like gangbusters. So after that first day, we kind of do the second morning, the Saturday morning, we kind of do a first look where they actually get to sit down with the colleges, have like a little 15-minute, you know, talk with them, kind of talk about what the college can offer, talk about, you know, what they can offer the colleges, kind of do all that. And then the fun part is in the afternoon on Saturday, we do competitions. We know some of these aren't going to really translate to, you know, professional fishing or whatever, but you do see some stuff. You know, we do like a long distance competition, and, you know, the kids there, you know, they just get so competitive, and you can see that fire in them. Basically do some accuracy type stuff. And then we've done different things. We've started this last couple years doing a Skeeter technical challenge where they're actually on a trolling motor and kind of making a little rotation and then kind of casting while that. So that is something valuable. I think the coaches like to see how comfortable they are behind a boat and stuff like that. So it's such a cool event. And we've had, you know, almost unprecedented growth. You know, we opened up registration in the first 15 minutes, we had 55 kids sign up, which is just incredible. And then by the end of the day, we had all 100, and then we had some on the waiting list as well. So it is pretty incredible. And it's tough because you want to take as many kids as you can, but you only have the 25 colleges, right? So we need to be respectful of everyone's time and make sure that they can get around. But Yeah.
It's been cool.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. They have the three skill challenges, the long distance casting, the technical, which you talked about, boat maneuvering and so on. And then the casting accuracy. And then they compete for points in this deal. And, last year it was Joe McNamara of Illinois who won the thing with 368 points. I don't know where he ended up, though. Do you know where McNamara is now? Did he end up with a scholarship someplace to toil?
He did end up with a scholarship. And now I am drawing a blank.
Now, is it just seniors? Is it just for seniors?
Basically any high schooler.
Okay, so
young
kids.
And that is kind of some of the interesting part. So that first year, it was a lot of seniors. There were a few juniors and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They ended up getting $2.5 million worth of scholarships that first
crazy?
Year.
Yeah.
The second year it was at basically, $2 million in scholarships. We're still compiling data from last year because some of those were juniors, right? So they're not even graduating till, right now, essentially.
Right.
So, those scholarship numbers aren't official, but, several of the guys we've seen, I know we had, 15 guys sign right during the event last year, which is pretty cool. A lot will go back, they may take an official visit just to make sure that that's where they're going. But, there's a lot of cool stuff that happens out of that.
Yeah.
It's cool. This competition is kind of funny, but you see the pride when they do win it. They're well-rounded anglers, and you see the pride from the schools too. Like, I've offered him a scholarship and he's winning, and definitely is really important.
Ben Ashby with us. He is operation manager of events and so on for Bass. And these competitions, these skills competitions are really cool. I know that, even at the Bassmaster Classic, when you go to the Outdoor Expo, which, you manage and run, so you know what a big deal that thing is. One of the most popular things going on out there is the casting tank, where elite series pros and so on who are not fishing in the Classic will get up there on the platform and they'll cast for accuracy and so on and so forth, and it always draws a big crowd. I wonder, the NBA has the slam dunk contest and long shot thing. The NHL has its skills competition. I wonder if the college national championship, the high school national championship, is there a spot, or have you guys thought at all about having some sort of a day before skills competition, where it's just, all various skills that these kids can show off?
Right. We definitely have thought about that. It translates well. That's one thing we noticed from day one when we started doing these competitions is it's intriguing, right? You can sit there. And the cool thing about Decatur and Ingalls Harbor is you can sit there and watch them while they're doing all these different events. They set up bleachers, and it's just such a great spectator sport. And you just, all the kids are super excited, and, something translates well to, the accuracy. Everyone's kind of done that in the backyard, right?
Yeah.
The long distance, everybody's kind of tried to, how far can I throw it, right? So it is kind of fun to see all that. We definitely have talked about it, how scalable is this? Because it is just so fun. It's one of the, when we're spectating, we can watch it on the Bassmaster Live and all that stuff for the tournament. But, very few little things in fishing, you get to be able to do that. And that's, like you said, that's why it's so popular at the Classic Expo, those casting competitions. Because it's, the reason why a lot of these people do it is it itches, it's a competition.
Yeah.
It kind of itches that thing. So that's why a lot of people are drawn to this and why it's so cool.
I'm just going to say, Ben, I'm an idea guy. I'm always throwing these ideas out there, and, some of them stick and some of them are stupid, but, I just throw them out there anyway. I'd love to see it, media day at the Classic, after you had the little, the walk around, or before the little walk around,
that'd
or whatever.
That'd be kind of fun. Yeah.
How cool would it be to get 12 top, Classic competitors and to have something set up right out there in the thing? Because it's, it's itching to be filmed and to be its own little show. You know what I mean? Its own little, you could do a half hour or a 1 hour show, you know, just from the skills competition the day before the classic. And it goes, it gives so much exposure to our anglers and just how good these guys are and what they're able to do. I mean, they'll pitch that lure into a coffee cup from, you know, from 30 feet right. away. Like it's nothing, you know, I mean, that would be really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is so cool. I love that idea. Maybe we'll take that for our own because it is just so cool. You know, a lot of times we'll have the Elite Series anglers come to the combine. And, you know, when they start doing the competitions, it is kind of fun. They, you know, you see it right in their eyes. They get that competitive edge and they'll start, you know, long distance casting against each other. And yeah, I mean, it is.
And people can go down and watch.
And they very cool.
People can go down to Ingles and watch this, right? In September, you know,
yeah,
they
might absolutely. Be,
so it's open to the public. So I yep. think that'd
so, like,
be really
the,
cool.
On the 14th, on the Saturday afternoon, that's all outside and open to the public. So we keep the college visits, obviously, private, but yeah.
September 14th. So that's that'll be a good opportunity to go down there to Ingles Marina, and it's the perfect place to do something like that. Ben Ashby has been our guest. Ben, I appreciate you, man. And yeah, I got to get down there. I'm only an hour from Ingles myself, from Ingles Harbor, and I keep missing this thing because of college football assignments, but I need to get down there and check it out. We'll have some fun with that deal.
Yeah, absolutely. We look forward to having you down there.
I appreciate you. That has been Ashby. So this is something, guys, that is really, really cool. It's just an outstanding opportunity. All right, speaking of outstanding, Josh Butler was pretty outstanding down at Logan Martin, where he won the St. Croix Bassmaster Elite, and he's coming up in a couple of moments in the Rapala Winner's Circle. That's next. I'm Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print at Staples, you save. See how that works? Staples' Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Hi, this is Quentin. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips are how satisfying they are. The chicken strips are amazing. They're always filling, crispy, tender, and juicy. Definitely one of my favorite things on the menu. Especially when you add in that Chick-fil-A sauce. Always the perfect combination. And then, personally, you know me, I'm getting a 4-count. I want as much chicken as possible. I'm that guy. Whenever I get them, whether it be lunch or for dinner, in my household, it's always a winner.
Order the chicken strips on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customer paid for their testimonial.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Metaseries rods and Inception G2 reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at 13fishing.com.
The Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for 5 federal grant opportunities that enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. Last year, more than $125 million in grants funded initiatives were awarded by the program. Funding recipients were empowered to promote access to commercial driver's license programs, prevent human trafficking within the industry, conduct commercial motor vehicle safety-related activities, deploy innovative technology efforts, advance transportation safety research, and more. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with the 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back. Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Time now for the Rapala Winner's Circle. And in the Winner's Circle, we find one Josh Butler, who got it done basically on his home pond over there at Logan Martin. But it hasn't been just there. He's fished well all season long. He's now in eighth place in the EQ standings, making that run to get into the elites. And he actually fished Logan Martin back in 2018 in the open down there and finished ninth that go round. So, you know he has a good feel for Logan Martin. It's kind of like an ATM machine for him. He goes in there and he takes money out of there. He joins us now on the VMC Hook. Josh, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate you jumping on board here. And I'm not lying, am I? I mean, you know, that's a place you've pulled a few shekels out of in the past at Logan Martin. That's right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, I would say so. Been fortunate there. Won a couple of boats, a couple of AB Alabama Bass Trail tournaments there. Mm-hmm. First one in 14, and then was fortunate enough to win the championship in 17 there. So it's been a special place to me. I'm not going to lie.
By the way, that ABT, I mean, that's a serious – I mean, if you could go and you look at some of the regional circuits around the country and some of the smaller trails and things like that, the ABT is about as competitive as you can find. I mean, there's some hammers that fish in that thing. Of course, the state of Alabama is loaded with great fishermen as well. But that Alabama Bass Trail, they do a great job running it, and, they fill up those divisions immediately. And Kay Donaldson and her crew – and it's competitive, man.
It's very impressive what Kay and her team does. It's very first class run. I mean, every single tournament is in and out great from start to finish. But yeah, the competition is second to none. I mean, there's probably, I would probably say out of each division, there's 400, 450 guys, whatever the number is. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's probably a solid 60, 70 guys that could turn around and do this for a living and travel across the country and do it professionally. They just choose not to.
Yeah.
And, God, it's stacked. It's loaded. Yeah. Absolutely. It's, I would say it's probably almost tougher to win an ABT event than it is probably a major tour event.
Yeah, that's how good it is. I mean, it is a tremendous tour. And there are a number of guys. You know, there are a number of elite guys that will jump into those things. I've seen different, Gerald Swindle has jumped in those and fished them. And, you know, some other guys that have jumped in there and gotten involved in it. And it's that tough. And, you know, you had to edge out another Oklahoma guy, a young kid by the name of Tucker Smith, that has just won a pile of money already in his very young career, still at Auburn, and now making the move to try and get to the elites as well. But, when you open up with 19 pounds, 19 and a half pounds on day one, and that's anchored by a 713 largemouth, that's got to give you a little bit of relaxation, a little bit of calm the nerves a little bit for days two and three.
Oh, definitely. I mean, that 713, I mean, they're just not caught there. I mean, yes, they live there, but to catch one like that and to have a 3.5 pound lead going into day two, I mean, that's probably like having a 10 pound lead on Gunnersville. The place, it wasn't fishing great. I mean, I know there was a ton of fish catches, but there was a lot of smaller fish. With the way the water just came up really fast, and the fish were all over the place. They wasn't really out great yet. There were still some shallow spawning. We had a shad spawn going on. There was, bluegill beds. I mean, there was a ton of different variables in play, but to have that kind of lead after the first day, I mean, yeah, I knew that it could be my time.
Now, you had gone up the river and practiced up there and did not have, a great practice up there, but you felt like you knew those ones were there. Talk a little bit about the 713 and about the circumstances that led to being able to catch that fish.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. I was just trying to catch 10, 11, 12 pounds really quick. I tried to stay downriver, capitalize on the shad spawn. It didn't really pan out first thing that morning. And I would say it was probably an hour and a half into my morning. There was a little bit of shade on the bank still. And in practice, I caught, multiple pound and three-quarter, two-pounders there. So I was just trying to fill a limit with, you know, some solid fish, and they were all spotted bass in practice. And then lo and behold, I mean, it was just, I'm not going to say it was fluky, but it kind of was. It was just straight riverbank, nothing special. It wasn't on a lay down. It wasn't on a hump or a point, or it was just straight riverbank. And, you know, halfway back to the boat, she bit. And as soon as she bit, she came straight up out of the water. And yeah, the whale started turning after I caught that fish. And I knew with that fish as an anchor, I could go up and fish free. And I just put my head down. I had a few bites up there in practice, you know, quality 3, 3.5 pounders. And I know what lives up there. I didn't beat up on anything. I'd get a bite and I'd leave. So I really wasn't entirely sure what was up there. But once I got up there and I was calm, cool, settled down, I just kind of poked my way around and I figured it out kind of as the tournament went on. And honestly, it changed every single day.
What did what'd you take the big fish on?
Spinnerbait. It was on a spinnerbait. Nice. It was roughly around 7:30, 7:45. So there was still some shad's bone stuff going on. I mean, I did catch like 8 or 10 fish down that stretch of bank. Biggest probably like 1.5 pounds, 1.75 pounds. It was just, you know, I've been telling everybody when it's your time, it's your time. So it was just one of those deals. It bit and I capitalized and put it in the boat. And yeah, I mean, it was a game changer.
Yeah,
no doubt.
I imagine it was. And so you know, not a lot of forward-facing sonar going on at this particular point in time in the tournament, right? Not at that moment. That wasn't one that you saw out there and said, okay, I got to target that fish.
Definitely not. I mean, I might as well have my graphs off. I mean, I was just going down the bank, chunking the spinner bait, and she bit, and it's still wild. I get chills just thinking about it.
Yeah, that is something. So talk a little bit about, too, there wasn't a lot of current going on down there, and it was, you know, the water was high, right? And that kind of impacted, I think, the way the river system fished.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, it was really weird with the current because basically every single day in practice, I mean, they would not turn the current on to like 12, 1, 2 o'clock during the day. Well, on Wednesday, I think they turned it on at like 12 o'clock and we were supposed to be off the water by 12. So as soon as we got off, they turned it on. Well, the first day of the tournament, they turned it on at 9 o'clock and we hadn't had any rain. Don't really know why they turned it on at 9. You know, that's great. But so we had to adjust a little bit there because I'll be honest, I really wasn't catching them with the current on. I was catching them with it off. And I think it was because a lot of these fish were spawning. And once current is running up there, it's really hard to keep your bait in one spot in order to get those bites. But as the tournament went on, I think it got so warm so fast and the water warmed up. By the end of the tournament, I mean, I think it was pushing like 80, 81 degrees. Mm-hmm. I think these fish was pulling up overnight, spawning, getting out of there and going right out to the current. And the second day they ran it at 10. And then the third day, I think they didn't turn it on till 1 o'clock and we was due back in at 2. So the third day was the day I actually didn't have current. First day I caught them without the current. Second day I kind of struggled and then ended up catching them the last 30 minutes in a current seam. Figured something out there. But the third day I couldn't capitalize on the current bite because they basically didn't run any. So it was different every day. Really just had to try to put my local knowledge, you know, to play and try to figure it out each and every hour because it seemed like it was changing that quick.
Josh Butler with us here, Alabama Pro Josh Butler. He is an EQ angler and is in the top 9 now, sitting in the 8th spot here about halfway through the season. By the way, we always got to ask this of the Alabama guys. I tend to know the answer, but – War Eagle or Roll Tide?
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. That's about
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide is exactly right. So that's a good job by you. All right. so that made it even sweeter beating Tucker Smith then, right? Because then you could drop a little Roll Tide on him as that's well, right. I would imagine. Right. So 14-4 to last day. Now, you had a nice lead going into the last day. Did you have a number in mind? Did you feel like with the 14-4 and you're going in, geez, I might have let this slip away, or did you feel like, no, anything over 10 pounds and there's no way they can catch me?
I mean, I figured if I caught 13, that'd be really tough just looking at the weights for that week. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, anybody could have went out and caught, you know, a 6-pounder. You catch a 5 or 6, or you happen to catch like 2 5s. I mean, that can move you up in a hurry. Mm-hmm. But I figured if I caught 13, I think I had a little over a 3-pound lead. Someone would have to catch over 16, or Tucker would have to catch over 16. In both days, he had 15-11. So that 13 range, I figured weights would fall off a little bit, considering even though there was a lot less boats, you got the weekend boat traffic and pleasure boaters out there, and that makes it a little bit tougher to fish. And the fact that they wasn't pulling any current, I figured might hurt a few of those offshore guys as well. But, yeah, I mean, I figured 13 pounds at a minimum, I'd probably be okay. But you just still never know.
So, obviously, the goal is to make the elites. However, with this victory, you are now in the 2025 Bassmaster Classic at Lake Ray Roberts next March. That's got to be a pretty good feeling, knowing that you've punched your ticket to the Classic. Regardless of what goes on, you certainly want to stay in the top 9, but you'd love to go to a Classic as an elite angler. But still, you know you're going to be there, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I mean, that it's still surreal. I mean, I still can't believe it. I don't guess it sunk in. I mean, it's a dream of any fisherman. It doesn't matter what level you fish at, fish Bassmaster Classic, Super Bowl of bass fishing. I mean, yeah, pretty pumped up about it. I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's a dream come true.
Talk to me about this Butler Contractors deal, because, you know, I come from a construction family and a contracting background myself before I jumped out of that about 25 years ago. But what how does this all work with all the travel and everything else in your fishing career? Obviously, you have a great group of people that are there, you know, working the business as well.
110%. Couldn't do it without them. I mean, I've got an amazing group of people. An amazing, you know, secretary, superintendent, estimators, to foremen, to work. I mean, it takes a team to make it happen, and I've got the best group of people around me, and they 110% support me, you know, to live my dream. And honestly, it's like when I'm gone, it doesn't miss a beat. That's how amazing they are, and I'm blessed, super blessed to have them, and I definitely couldn't do it if I didn't have them. So, I mean, they're the reason I'm able to do it, to be honest. I mean, they keep the train on the tracks regardless if I'm there or not. So it's a great feeling to know I can go out on the road and, you know, everything's taken care of back home.
Well, you don't want to be too affluent with your, you know, with your praise, because they'll be jacking you up for a little more money. You know what I mean? You need to say that, look, when I'm gone, you know, it slips a little bit, you know what I mean? But, you know, like my dad with his company, he's like, you know, if I come up and go fishing with you for a couple of days, we're going to, you know, we may lose a little bit of business. So I got to kind of stay on top of things. And, you know, that's the way that works. But, you know, I get that.
Yeah. Nah. they're good. I promise you. Yeah. They're in a great shape.
That's fantastic. All right, well, we wish you the best of luck the rest of the season. We'll see you at Hartwell, at least. I'll be fishing the one at Hartwell, so I'll see you over there at Hartwell, and hopefully by then you're wrapping up a spot in the elites. That'll be where it all ends at Hartwell, so we'll see how that works out. But, man, congratulations on the win. I appreciate it, and appreciate you, and we'll look forward to chatting again.
Hey, that sounds great. Thanks for having me.
All right, thank you. That's Josh Butler. Excellent win right there. That guy's got it going on. All right, we're going to get a break in here. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. It's Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924 Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
The final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers for your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sales items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on a membership today for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. The Omnia Lake app tells us that Lake Murray is in the high 70s right now with good visibility in much of the lake and grass coming in much of the shallow areas. Now is your chance to win Kevin Van Dam's Nitro Z21 XL Pro loaded with Minn Kota and Hummingbird equipment. Just follow Minn Kota and Hummingbird on Instagram and like, comment, and tag on the official sweepstakes posts. Post a photo of yourself with a Minn Kota or Hummingbird logo or product on Instagram with hashtag KVD Victory Lap and tag both brands. Just visit MinnKota.JohnsonOutdoors.com and click on the image for more details. And speaking of Minn Kota, the new Ultrex Quest trolling motor combines the most responsive, intuitive steering ever with GPS-powered automatic boat control. The new Quest series of dual 24-36 brushless trolling motors were designed for anglers who demand the best from their equipment, even in the harshest environments. With a programmable foot pedal, re-engineered motor and mount, more advanced GPS functionality than ever, and even an echo mode to extend battery life, the only thing this motor won't do is quit. Remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio. Or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at sportsbyline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.